At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, December 15th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to kick off NFL Week 15 with a big Thursday night football showdown between the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. This game kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Amazon Prime, so make sure you have your login credentials ready to go. And currently, we have the 49ers listed as either a 3-point or 3.5-point road favorite with a total of 43. Now, going to this big divisional matchup, the 49ers are 9-4. They've won 6 straight games. They're playing great football. They just crushed Tom Brady and the Bucks, 35-17, easily covering as a 3.5-point home favorite. And they'll be facing Seattle, who's kind of struggled a bit as of late. They're 7-6 winning record, but they've lost 3 of their last 4, and they just fell to Carolina, 30-24, losing outright as a 4-point home favorite. Now, the way we've seen this line trend, it actually opened at the 49ers listed as just a 3-point road favorite, and we've seen the 49ers get bet up to -3.5. Currently, 73% of bets are backing San Francisco. The public says, hey, it's a short number. The 49ers are red hot. Seattle struggled a bit here. Lay the points with San Francisco. So this early lopsided betting did push San Fran from -3 up to 3.5. However, we have seen quite a bit of buyback over the last 24 to 48 hours on the Seattle Seahawks at +3.5. Now, some of these books are, and if you look at pay attention to the juice, you always want to pay attention in particular when you're around a key number or a hook here. So what I'm seeing is, number one, a lot of books that got up to 3.5, they're trending back down to 3 towards Seattle. And that's a big important sign because San Francisco is getting, again, heavily lopsided betting, 3 out of 4 bets. You would think this line would just go up and up, San Fran -3 to 3.5 to -4 to 4.5. But no, we've seen a lot of resistance at the hook there at 3.5. So either the line got up to 3.5, went back down to 3, or the 3.5s out there are all really juiced up towards Seattle. So there's a lot of +3.5 Seattle at -120, looking like this thing will kind of naturally go back down to 3. So that's notable to me because Seattle, aside from kind of this late movement in their favor, they do match quite a few betting systems tonight. The Seahawks would qualify as a primetime dog. Primetime dogs are 25-17 against the spread, 60% this year. Dogs who failed to cover the previous week, kind of a buy-low opportunity, they're 48-23 against the spread, 59%. Divisional dogs, you know, kind of that built-in familiarity, causing those dogs to bark louder because they kind of know their opponent and what to expect. It levels the playing field, benefits the team getting points. Divisional dogs are 40-26 ATS this year, 61%. Pete Carroll in particular, 5-3 ATS as a dog this year and 46-29 ATS, 61% in his career. And Kyle Shanahan, head coach of San Francisco, he's just 21-28 against the spread, 43% as a favorite. Now, we've also seen kind of interesting movement with the total in this one. It opened at 41.5, and we saw it get bet up all the way to 43.5. So it's like, okay, a lot of money seems to be taking the over here. However, over the last 24 hours or so, it's been all buyback toward this under. The 43.5s are pretty much all gone. You're back now down to 43. And all these 43s look like they may be trending down to 42.5. So all the late movement seems to be going under here. Currently, 36% of bets, but 55% of the money is on the under. And again, that tells me that you have a big public betting over, yet the late movement is falling. Primetime unders this year are 25-17, 60%. You also get outdoor divisional unders. This has been a really good angle historically for me to bet on. A divisional game, you kind of know your opponent, but also that outdoor element. You want to get rid of any dome games, which domes obviously or closed roof stadiums benefit overs because of the perfect conditions in terms of the weather and the elements. But outdoor divisional unders, they're 29-14 this year, 67%. Also, a lot of injuries to be aware of tonight. Number one, Brock Purdy, kind of the new shiny object here, taking over San Fran, leading him to a win here, their last time out. He's questionable with an oblique injury, but he is expected to play. But no Deebo Samuel, one of the most electric playmakers here in the NFL. He got hurt. He's going to be out here for quite a bit, at least multiple weeks, so no Deebo. And one benefit for Seattle, they're going to get Kenneth Walker Jr. back, the star running back for Michigan State. He missed last game, but he was a full participant in practice throughout the week. So Kenneth Walker should be good to go. So, again, we're seeing a lot of buyback on Seattle, especially getting the hook at 3.5. And we did see early over money, but late money seems to be trending under here for a big Thursday Night Football showdown on Amazon Prime at 8:15 between San Fran and Seattle.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, I'm going to look toward the NBA for a matchup that may not be the most popular game of the night, but it has some pretty good betting implications here and a really sneaky, sharp line move. So I'm talking about the Miami Heat and the Houston Rockets. This is an 8 p.m. game tipping off in Houston. Currently, the Miami Heat are listed as a 4.5-point road favorite with a total of 222. Now, going into this matchup, both teams are playing pretty good basketball. They both won 3 of their last 4. Miami is 14-15, trying to get to 500. And they just beat Oklahoma City Thunder last night, 110-108. They didn't cover, however, as a 2.5-point road favorite. Meanwhile, Houston, bad record, 9-18, very young team. Had a bunch of lottery picks here recently. But they have won 3 of their last 4. They're on a homestand where they've had some couple really impressive wins here. They just beat Milwaukee at home, 97-92, as a 10-point home dog. And then they followed that up by beating Phoenix, 111-97, as a 6.5-point home dog. So they're 2-0 on this homestand. Now, what we've seen here is some respected money taking the Houston Rockets in the points. Miami opened as a 5-point favorite on the road. We've seen them get bet down to -4.5, and some shops are even trending down to 4. So this line is moving toward Houston. That's notable because a majority of bets are backing Miami here, just saying, hey, much better record. They won 3 of 4. Yeah, Houston, they had a couple big upset wins, but still don't believe in them. They're too young with a bad record. However, despite public going Miami laying the points, line is dropping toward Houston. So that tells me some sharp reverse line movement on Houston. It'd also be kind of a rest versus tired play advantage in favor of the Rockets. You had, obviously, last night Miami played in Oklahoma City Thunder. Not a huge travel spot from Oklahoma to Texas, but that would be a rest versus tired in terms of a team on the second leg of a back-to-back. Last playing last night on the 14th, whereas Houston has been off a couple days. They last played on the 13th. Miami is also playing their third game in 4 days on the road, so kind of a tough schedule spot. Also, you look at home road. Miami is just 5-9 on the road, even though they won yesterday. Houston, despite a really bad record, they're awful on the road, but at home, where they are tonight, they're 6-5. So they've played pretty well at home. Again, it looks like some respect to money grabbing the points. I'd lean Rockets on the points in this one. Also, keep an eye on the total. It opened at 223. We've seen it get bet down to 222. So it looks like some respected money is leaning under here. Makes sense. Miami is one of your slower teams in the NBA, or slowest. They are number 27 in terms of pace. Offensively, two bad offensive efficiency teams. Houston is 28th. Miami is 26th. And they've really trended under recently. Houston is 4-1 to the under their last 5. They're 6-5 to the under at home. And Miami is 4-2 to the under their last 6. And 7-2 to the under their last 9 on the road. So public likes Miami here, but kind of a bet against the team on the second leg of a back-to-back. Rest advantage for Houston. Line move to Houston. A little bit of money here taking the under for a big showdown here between the Heat and the Rockets at 8 p.m. tonight.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to go back to that Thursday Night Football showdown, and I'm going to take Seattle plus 3.5 in the hook. Give me the Seahawks with the hook tonight at home. A couple things going on with this one, guys. Number one, just from a buy low, sell high standpoint, I think it's a great opportunity to sell high on San Fran and buy low on Seattle. San Fran, obviously 9-4. They've won 6 straight. The Purdy badness is in full effect here. So they're really going to be never going to be more overvalued than they are right now. And I think you're getting a lot of buy low opportunity on Seattle. They're 7-6, but they've lost 3 of their last 4. You lose outright to Carolina as a favorite. So again, this is kind of a buy low on Seattle, a sell high on San Fran. But to me, it's also just a really, really blueprint play for me in terms of a sharp contrarian angle in a heavily bet primetime game. So we kind of talked about this line move here. It opened San Fran -3. You got up to San Fran -3.5, but all this buyback is really coming in hard on Seattle +3.5. So again, the fact that Seattle is only getting across the market like 27% of bets, they're check off the box of just being contrarian and heavily bet game, just a straight up bet against the public play. I'm a contrarian better because more often than not, the public loses. They don't bet based on data or analytics. They don't set their own numbers. They're betting based off of gut instinct and bias. So just from a bet against the public standpoint, Seattle has a lot of value. But something I learned a long time ago as a contrarian better is that contrarian's great. It's a foundation. It's a long-term play that is profitable. But you also have to have an element of respected money, of sharp action. So the sharp action to me is this reverse line movement or line freeze. You know, you're opening 3, you're staying 3. You get up to 3.5, you see a lot of juice bringing it back down to 3. So I'm going to take the +3.5. This is also a really important example of shopping for the best line. Like, I'm looking at my odds page at VSiN.com right now, VSiN.com/odds. I see a lot of 3s. I see a lot of 3.5s juiced up to Seattle. So if you're a new sports bettor, one big mistake that a lot of new bettors and a lot of, you know, bettors who have been betting for quite a while make as well is they only bet through one sports book. That's a big, big disadvantage because if you only bet through one book, I get it. Maybe it took a while to open the account. You don't have the time to open up another account. It's just easy to just open up your one bet, your one account and place your bets. But don't do that. Make sure you have multiple outs. That way you can shop for the best line because you are really hurting yourself if you're just at the mercy of whatever your one book is showing to you. You have to play that number. Big advantage to shop for the best line is there are 3.5s out there. So make sure you shop around, find the hook with a 3.5. And again, super, super important here because 3 is the most common key number. It's the most common method of scoring, the field goal. And we see a disproportion of games land on a final margin of victory of 3. So if you're on Seattle, you want that 3.5 because if you lose by 3, you'll be able to cover with the hook. So not only are we super contrarian and heavily bet game, it's a buy low, sell high. It's got some late reverse line movement back 3.5 down to 3 or at least trending that direction. But also, I mentioned in the outset, a ton of system matches. I'm a big system guy as well. Primetime dogs, 60% ATS this year. Dogs who failed to cover the previous week, 59%. Divisional dogs, 61%. Pete Carroll, 61% as a dog. Shanahan has been bad as a favorite. I mentioned, nope, now Brock Purdy's going to probably play, but he's banged up. No Deebo Samuel. And then also Kenneth Walker Jr. in the lineup here tonight. So if you add it all up, guys, I think there's a lot of value here to buy low on Seattle. Take the hook with a 3.5. Also, a couple angles here as well. Betting percentages, only 27% bets, but 45% of the money is on Seattle. So that's a way to use the discrepancies, low bets, higher dollars. You know, only a quarter of bets, but almost half the money. Tells me those bigger, sharper wagers are taking Seattle and the points. Then also kind of correlative betting. We have a low total of 43 with a dog getting 3.5 or 3. So whole point being low totals are good for dogs. Because the fewer amount of expected points scored, it's harder for the favorite to cover. Now, if this was a total of 50, that wouldn't be great for a dog. You know, with a favorite, the higher total is better because more expected points scored, basically more likely or easier for that favorite to cover the number. But we have a dog low total. We have a really good divisional dog opportunity, a lot of good system matches, late buyback, super contrarian, as well as some good injuries that kind of are a detriment to San Fran and a good angle to Seattle. So give me Seattle. I'm on the Seahawks. Make sure you find the hook if you're betting Seattle. I'm on Seattle, +3.5. For my other Josh's Sweat of the Night, you know I got to throw in an NHL bet. We had a nice 2-0 night with our morning bets pod, Josh's Sweats, yesterday with Arkansas State, by the way, coming up big, made us sweat. And then also had a big hit there yesterday with, what was the other NHL bet we had? Oh, yeah, Minnesota Wild. But tonight, I'm going to go Boston Bruins. Give me the Bruins. I got the Bruins at -210. They open at -200, so they're up to -210. As always, reminder, bet to risk, not bet to win. Anytime I throw out a favorite like this, that's a bit of a higher number, just like last night with the Wild, you're only risking. You're always betting to risk, not to win. What does that mean? Every play, you're risking one unit. You're getting the equivalent of whatever the odds would be on the take back. So in this case, Boston -210, I'm risking one unit to win a little less than a half unit. Again, the whole point being, if you're bet to win, you'd be risking 2.1 units to win one unit. Whole point being, if you lose, Any bet I lose, I just want to lose one unit. Make it very simple on yourself. You can really lose multiple units and get in a deeper hole if you bet to win and you lose on these favorites. So really, really important here. But bet to rest, not bet to win. Give me the Boston Bruins at minus 210. Mention the line move. Bruins open around minus 200. You're up to minus 210. So you've seen respect to money hit Boston. This would match with a home fave with a line move in their direction. 121-60, 67% this year. You also look at non-division steam. Teams, two different divisions. One team's taking in steam of 10 cents or more. Those teams are 158-87, 64%. Home favorites, minus 200 or more, 72% this year. Favorites off a win, 64%. You also look at variations of a home fave off a win, opponent off a loss. It's been about 65% last few years. Also, Boston, 17-2 is a favorite. When they're expected to win, they win. They're also 15-0-1 at home. They've been great here at home and as a favorite. They have the better offense and defense. They're averaging 3.9 goals a game. Only 3.3 for the Kings. Defensively, they're only giving up 2.2 goals a game versus 3.7 for the Kings. Also, special teams is something I'll lean on. Power play. That David Pastrnak, one-timer from the elbow, from the dot. Boston is 29% on the power play, only 23% for the Kings. And penalty kill, 86% for Boston, only 70% for the LA Kings. Also, obviously Boston, one of the best records in hockey. They've won three of their last four. LA Kings have lost three of four, and the Kings have lost 10 of their last 15 games. This is a team that started off pretty hot, but they've really tailed off here as of late. Also, injuries. Victor Arvidsson, good player here for the Kings. He might miss this game. Drew Doughty, I noticed, was questionable, the good defenseman for the Kings. And the Bruins are pretty much fully healthy, but David Krejci's been hurt. He may play tonight. He was questionable, so we'll see if he's in. But if you ask me, if the Bruins have a line move, they're at home, and they've been great at home and as a favorite at the Garden, better special teams, better metrics, a lot of betting systems, I'm going Boston Bruins, guys. Give me the Bees at minus 210. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, December 15th. But reminder, if you're new to VSiN, we have so much great content, great sports betting information every single day to help you win. And the easiest thing you can do to get yourself acclimated to VSiN, sign up for the newsletter. It's free to your inbox every morning. Keep you posted when you're making your bacon and eggs and your coffee in the morning about what's going on that day in the betting world and at VSiN in particular. Sign up for free. You can sign up VSiN.com/newsletter. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Thursday. Enjoy the sweats. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. And as always, hopefully you can cash some bets tonight, because as the wise guy godfather of VSiN likes to say, Brent Musburger, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.